From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was a good start for the Milwaukee Brewers as they win on opening day, topping the Atlanta Braves 2-0. Yvonne Gardo pitched the win with six scoreless innings. The bullpen of Brandon Kinsler, Will Smith, and Francisco Rodriguez finished up. Gallardo talked about the victory.
Obviously, you know, I'm excited. I'm a lot more excited than what it seems like. But I didn't want to have any extra pressure, knowing that you know, it's my fifth time, and you know, I have one win to show for. But you know, overall, I think just winning the ball game is the key thing.
Aramis Ramirez drove in the only two runs with a double in the fourth inning. Ryan Braun got a standing ovation in his first at bat. He went 1-for-4 with a stolen base in his return to the diamond. The Pistons outscored the Bucks by 14 points in the second half to pull out a 116-111 victory at the Palace at Auburn Hills last night. Greg Monroe led the way with 28 points and 14 rebounds. Chris Middleton, who had a good game for the Bucks, says Detroit is definitely big.
They're tough on the boards. Big bodies. Dre's an athlete. You know, and Greg, he's a very skilled player that knows what he's doing down low.
Half of the final four for the women's NCAA tournament is set. Defending champion UConn beat Texas A&M last night. Also, Notre Dame is headed to Nashville. They docked off Baylor. Two more games on the schedule tonight. Louisville takes on Maryland. Stanford goes up against North Carolina. And the UW-Stevens Point baseball and softball games this week have been moved to a sports complex in Mauston because of field conditions in Stevens Point. Pointer baseball team taking on Oshkosh today. The softball team plays tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. That's sports. I'm Tom King.